I asked the computer what the laser's temperature limit was, and it printed out TR-398-734-009-265. Some aspects concerning the adaptability of cryogenic ordnance to use in relatively high-temperature environments, which had lots of handy advice about how we could insulate the weapons if we had access to a fully equipped armorer's shop. It did note that the response time of automatic aiming devices increased as the temperature increased, and that above some critical temperature, the weapons would not aim at all. But there was no way to predict any individual weapon's behavior, other than to note that the highest critical temperature recorded was 790 degrees, and the lowest was 420 degrees. Charlie was watching the display. His voice was flat over the suit's radio. 16 this time. Surprised? One of the few things we knew about Torin psychology was a certain compulsiveness about numbers, especially primes and powers of two. Let's just hope they don't have 32 left. I queried the computer on this. All it could say was that the cruiser had thus far launched a total of 44 drones, and that some cruisers had been known to carry as many as 128. We had more than a half hour before the drones would strike. I could evacuate everybody to the stasis field, and they would be temporarily safe if one of the Nova bombs got through. Safe, but trapped. How long would it take the crater to cool down if 3 or 4, let alone 16, of the bombs made it through? You couldn't live forever in a fighting suit, even though it recycled everything with remorseless efficiency. 1 week was enough to make you thoroughly miserable. 2 weeks, suicidal. Nobody had ever gone 3 weeks under field conditions. Besides, as a defensive position, the stasis field could be a death trap. The enemy has all the options, since the dome is opaque. The only way you can find out what they're up to is to stick your head out. They didn't have to wade in with primitive weapons unless they were impatient. They could keep the dome saturated with laser fire and wait for you to turn off the generator, meanwhile harassing you by throwing spears, rocks, arrows into the dome. You could return fire, but it was pretty futile. Of course, if one man stayed inside the base, the others could wait out the next half hour in the stasis field. If he didn't come get them, they'd know the outside was hot. I chinned the combination that would give me a frequency available to everybody echelon 5 and above. This is Major Mandela. That still sounded like a bad joke. I outlined the situation to them and asked them to tell their troops that everyone in the company was free to move into the stasis field. I would stay behind and come retrieve them if things went well. Not out of nobility, of course. I preferred taking the chance of being vaporized in a nanosecond rather than almost certain slow death under the gray dome.
This ends Disc 7.